curious explorers get ready to embark on a remarkable journey with random ventures of an indie traveler, your passport to captivating tales and intriguing facts about some fascinating destinations, guided by your host, Casey. Don't forget to keep an ear out for those special episodes where we dive into the enchanting realm of cryptids and legends based on these locations. Join us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, iHeartRadio, and more to satisfy your wanderlust. Now here is the host of Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler.
Welcome to the wondrous world of Wax, Witch Trials, and Tales of Stingy Jack. All right, awesome indie travelers, so here we are with another fun episode. And believe me, this one is a spellbinding one. Some fun news is I do have that Facebook group open with the same name as the podcast, so definitely check it out. It's really fun. I do some fun things like Mythical Creature Monday, Travel Tip Tuesday. There are fun polls and more. And sometimes I mix it up and do some different things. Just check it out, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Today, we're whisking you away to the mystical realm of Salem, Massachusetts, where history, mystery, and a touch of magic collide. I felt this was an appropriate time for this episode in particular because Salem's witch trials began on March 1st, 1692, and here we are. It's March now, as this is being recorded. Imagine in today's world, strolling through the quaint streets of Salem, the crisp winter air tingling with excitement. Suddenly, you stumble upon the Salem Wax Museum of Witches and Seafarers, standing proudly and ready to unleash its fantastical wonders upon you. It's such a mysterious place with an intriguing and tragic past, and today it is rather calm and more exciting. What a strange twist of events that we've really had in this world. But if you find yourself here in winter, do hold on to your mittens, dear listeners, because there's a frosty surprise. From around mid-December through the very beginning of March, the museum takes a little winter siesta. Hey, even a wax figure needs a break to thaw out, right? Don't worry, though. Once the frost thaws and the snow melts away, the Salem Wax Museum opens its doors again to welcome eager visitors on a journey through time and legend. So as we dive into our first question, just think this is just to add an interesting element to my episodes. I mean for it purely to keep it interesting, and I do have respect for all other beliefs, whatever they may be. Please do keep that in mind. I also do try to keep things somewhat light and fun. So there you have it. Alrighty, let's go. Would you rather have the ability to witness a Salem witch trial firsthand or consult a fortune teller's crystal ball to learn the truth behind one mystery of the Salem witch trials? Definitely, that's an interesting question. And you can check out that Facebook page I mentioned. You don't want to miss anything, and I would love to hear your thoughts. I think I would honestly do the fortune teller's crystal ball because it's just a realm of such mystery, and I would love to hear about the absolute truth. I mean, obviously, these were just poor people that were in the wrong place at the wrong time, and there was this hysteria going on, which made it really difficult to live in these times. So I think it would be interesting to see that and to see behind the scenes from the person's perspective. Also, my stepdad actually has family ties in his family tree to John Proctor, which was a big part of the witch trials. So that would be really interesting to hear more about his story directly from him. Step inside and prepare to be whisked away on a whimsical adventure through Salem's storied past. From the maritime marvels of yesteryear to the spine-tingling saga of the Salem witch trials, the museum offers a magical portal to another era. The museum's various sections have these amazing lifelike wax figures, each one carefully crafted to capture the essence of Salem's vibrant history. From brave seafarers to mystical witches, every exhibit tells a tale waiting to be discovered. But the museum's wonders don't end there. Prepare to be bewitched by the chilling tale of the Salem witch trials. This was a dark chapter in Salem's past that still continues to haunt the town to this day. As you wander through the exhibits, you'll come face to face with the accused witches and their accusers. I mean, I call them witches, though, you know, they're not, but the people that were accused as witches. They're just here, frozen in time, in waxen form. Experience the fear and hysteria that gripped Salem in 1692, as ordinary citizens were accused of witchcraft and lives were forever changed. So picture yourself being in Salem in 1692. You've got a regular townsfolk just going about their business when suddenly accusations start flying left, right, and center. And I'm not just talking about a few accusations here and there. We're talking full-blown paranoia with folks pointing fingers faster than you can say, double-double, toil and trouble. Now, what really fueled this fire? So there were a bunch of factors at play here. You had religious tensions, political rivalries, even good old-fashioned jealousy. Basically, if someone didn't like you, you were at risk of getting labeled as a witch. And trust me, once that label stuck, it was like having a one-way ticket to Trouble Town. I mean, there was no way back, honestly. But here's the thing. It wasn't just a case of, hey, you're a witch, off to the stake with you. Nah, it was a whole legal circus. You had trials, well, if you can call them that, where supposed witches were put through all sorts of crazy tests. Like being dunked in water to see if they'd float. Spoiler alert, if you floated, congrats, you're a witch. Sink? Well, tough luck, you're probably innocent, but dead. And the aftermath, oh boy, lives were ruined, families torn apart, all because this wild witch hunt. No disrespect to the families, jeez, really, that must have been absolutely terrifying. Ugh, I cannot imagine. But you can practically feel the fear and paranoia oozing out of those wax figures as you stroll and get a taste of what life was like during Salem's darkest days. Journey back to Salem's seafaring days, where rugged captains set sail on treacherous voyages in search of adventure and fortune. Marvel at the waxen figures of these intrepid, amazing explorers, and their faces are as weathered by the wind and salt spray as you can absolutely imagine. You can learn about the maritime marvels that shaped Salem's destiny, from the bustling port that once rivaled Boston to the legendary ships that sailed to the ocean blue. Also, while you're here, just a stone's throw away lies the enchanting Witch Village, a cozy haven that feels like stepping into a storybook. Quaint shops and charming cottages line the winding pathways, inviting you to explore their secrets. Though you won't find any broomstick-riding witches zipping through the skies, the witch village is alive with the magic of a different kind. From mystical crystals to enchanting trinkets, each shop offers a treasure trove of delights, waiting to be discovered. But the real magic lies in the air itself, I believe. The sense of wonder and possibility that permeates every corner of this village, it's just astounding. Honestly, walking through this part of Salem is a whole different kind of feeling. Here amidst the hustle and bustle of everyday life, you'll find a glimpse into Salem's bewitching past and vibrant present. Would you rather spend a night alone in the Salem Wax Museum of Witches and Seafarers, or take a midnight stroll through Witch Village? Feel free to email me at randomindytraveler@gmail.com and share your thoughts, and join that awesome Facebook group that I now have with the same podcast name. I feel like I would probably want to take a midnight stroll through Witch Village. I mean, it might give you some interesting feels, being midnight and all. Who knows? You never know what could happen. You must not miss another amazing place that's just around the corner from the Wax Museum. Let's not forget to pay our respects at the Tricentennial Witch Trials Memorial, which is a solemn reminder of Salem's tumultuous, insanely sad past. Nestled amidst the amazing scenery of Salem lies this memorial, a tranquil, solemn place where the echoes of history reverberate through the air. Here, amidst the hush of the wind and the rustling of leaves, visitors can pay their respects to the victims of the Salem witch trials. As you wander through the memorial, you'll encounter these incredible reminders of the trial's toll on Salem's community. Here you will find solemn plaques bearing the names of the poor accused people through these incredibly tumultuous times. And you know how I mentioned my stepdad being related to John Proctor? Actually, his name is part of the memorial as well here. So if you find yourself at the Salem Memorial Park, definitely check it out, and you can pay John Proctor a visit for me. When I visited there, I actually took a picture, and you can see that as part of my collage. The Tricentennial, Witch Trials Memorial, serves as more than just a historical landmark, though. It's a place of reflection and remembrance where visitors can contemplate the legacy of the trials and honor the resilience of those who endured persecution. If you'd like, you can take a moment to pause and reflect on the tragedies that unfolded in Salem centuries ago. Consider the lives lost, the families torn apart, and the lessons learned from the mistakes of the past. I truly feel like it's such a powerful moment of reflection that reminds us to honor those who came before us. We could have a short moment of silence with a little bit of music to go with. Oh, that's such a great tune from Ilya Kuznetsov. Thank you so much, and I hope you really enjoyed that pondering of Salem's past. Now let's do some imagination fun. Picture yourself wandering through the enchanting streets of historic Salem, Massachusetts, where whispers of witchcraft and mystery dance through the air like leaves on an autumn breeze. Among this bewitching atmosphere stands the Salem Witch Museum, a spellbinding haven where history comes to life in the most enchanting way possible. Step inside and be whisked away on a journey through time again. And it was in this amazing place where I heard an interesting nugget of Halloween history that actually will light up your imagination like a jack-o'-lantern on a dark October night. The tale of the jack-o'-lantern. A story not of witches, but of a mischievous Irishman named Stingy Jack. Legend has it, Stingy Jack once tricked the devil himself, leading to a peculiar pact that left Jack wandering the earth with only a glowing ember to light his way. And thus, the tradition of carving spooky faces into pumpkins was born. Though originally it was a turnip or radish, I believe. But this is a playful nod to Jack's eternal wanderings in the realms of the supernatural. Now you know how we got our beloved jack-o'-lanterns of Halloween. Alright, it's time for our last question. Before that, imagine you're kicking it back in Salem, right in the thick of the witch trials chaos. Now, before I drop this question bomb, let me just say, I'm not trying to stir the cauldron here, okay? We're all friends, just having a bit of fun, pondering. Alright, so here it goes. If you were in Salem during those witchy times, what role do you reckon you'd play? And don't worry, I'm not out to get anyone, you know. This is just some fun, looking for interesting fun vibes. So which role do you think you'd vibe with? Would you be the accuser, like pointing fingers left and right, shouting witch at anyone who gave you a side eye? Or maybe you're the defender, the hero that's swooping in and being the champion for the rights of the accused. Maybe you'd be like, hey, hold up, let's not jump to conclusions here. Or would you perhaps be more of a bystander, where you're watching the drama unfold like a reality TV show or a good soap opera, munching on popcorn and thinking, yikes, glad that's not me. Or last, hey, maybe you'd find yourself as the accused. You're dealing with some serious craziness, facing off against false accusations like a boss. So which role would you rock in Salem's witchy drama? No pressure, just curious vibes here. I'm kind of certain I'd be accused. I don't know, just something about that. I feel like I would be in that spot, but I would do my best to handle it like a boss. So, awesome listeners, you just might want to mark your calendars and plan your visit, whether you're exploring the waxen wonders of the museum or checking out the awesome village and hanging out and chatting up with the village folk there, or learning fun tales such as Stingy Jack and the Jack-o'-lantern, or paying your respects at the memorial. There's magic to be found in every corner of this amazing, bewitching town. Before we wrap up, you better grab that fantastic freebie waiting for you in the podcast episode description. These travel tips are pure gold. Exciting news alert! My coloring book, Marvelous Mythical Creatures, is out, and you can definitely find that also in the description. A huge thanks to Teresa for the stellar intro, Julio Fazio, Ben McElroy, Kevin McLeod, and Taurus for the amazing tunes, and Zapsplat for the fun sound effects. Until next time, keep your eyes peeled for adventure, your hearts open to wandering a new exciting place, and your winter coats handy during those chilly months, or sunglasses for the sunshine. May we never forget the lessons of the past as we journey forward into the future. Catch you all next time, guys and gals. Keep on rockin'.